The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
I found your channel a few weeks back, and I saw you took submissions, so this is the scariest true story that I know 100% happened. 6 years ago, almost to the day, my best friend's dad went camping up in the Northwest Territories here in Canada to a place called Rolf Lake. To anyone listening, that might not sound like anything to worry about, but if you knew my friend's dad, you'd know how weird and out of character it was. He left for the territories in September and said that he'd be back within just a few weeks. He hadn't been camping since he was a kid, but the weird thing was, he hated outdoor activities. He was a real indoor cat, liked his doodads and gadgets and stuff, and then, all of a sudden, he takes this bizarre interest in camping, buys himself a bunch of equipment, and then boom, one day he announced that he was leaving. The other weird thing is that he took the family's two dogs with him. And this is especially weird because he hated those dogs. The only reason the family had them in the first place was because his wife and kids pestered him daily for years. He refused to walk them, pick up after them. It was a case of, those aren't my dogs, so that's not my job. He barely even liked being in the same room as those smelly old mutts, as he used to put it. But then just like he seemed to totally change overnight when it came to the camping thing, he did the same things with the dogs. He suddenly decided that he didn't spend enough time with them, and that they deserved to go on an adventure instead of just lying around the house all day waiting to be fed or walked. I mean, I think he's kind of right on that point, but like I said, it was completely out of character for him.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
To the point that my buddy and his family started to worry that he was going through some kind of midlife crisis. But then, what else could they do other than just leave him be and let him get it out of his system, and then have a talk with him when he got back about his new strange behavior? But then, he didn't come back when he said he would. In fact, he never came back at all. After he didn't come back on the date that he said he would, my friend's family reported him missing. The cops said a search and rescue team would take a look around Rolf Lake for any signs of him, but weeks turned into months, and there was no trace of my buddy's dad anywhere. No one wanted to believe that he was dead, especially not my friend or his family, but by the end of March, he'd been missing for more than 5 months, and people were starting to give up hope. The weather was a big factor, as no one believed that he could survive the winter up there in the territories, especially since he had no experience camping. But then, in early April sometime, a pilot was flying over the area for some reason when they spotted a guy and what looked like two dogs walking near Rolf Lake. The pilot reported the sighting to someone. I don't think he was an official search and rescue dude, but he must have known about my friend's dad being missing out there, because I heard he reported it ASAP. The RCMP, along with an actual search and rescue team, was then sent to look over the area, and after less than a day of searching, they found his campsite. They found wooden tent poles on the ground, some boating wax, a tent, dog supplies, but the man himself had apparently moved on. The boating wax thing was another weird aspect because it suggested my friend's dad had sort of a canoe or something with him. My friend's dad had never once gone canoeing, had zero interest in it, to anyone's knowledge, and no one seemed aware of him buying a canoe before he left for the territories. After a second round of searching, the cops told my friend's family that they figured his dad was somewhere in Yellowknife, the largest town up there in the territories. They'd search all around Rolf Lake and found no other traces of my friend's father, and so they moved their search to areas like Yellowknife, but then later, to a place called Prince George, because apparently he had an old college friend who lived out that way, and it was possible that he'd stop by for a visit. But there's no evidence whatsoever that he did that. And unless the friend in Yellowknife is covering for him for some reason, he's telling the truth when he says that my friend's dad never came by to visit him. But in that case, where did he go, and where is he now? It's kind of brutal to say it out loud or even write it down openly in this case, but pretty much everyone assumes my friend's dad is most probably no longer with us. He went from being resentful of having to take the dogs on walks to having a sudden interest in camping and canoeing, and unless he'd secretly been mastering survival techniques, which I guess isn't out of the question, then he was probably way in over his head and didn't realize it until it was too late. One of the things the Mounties told my friend's family was that, even in the summertime, the rivers and lakes up in that area stay icy cold all year round. So even in April, with the seasons changing and the snow melting, it might look like a nice day for a trip downstream. But fall in that water without anyone to drag you out in time, and you might never get out again. They also said that there's a chance wild animals got to his remains, in which case, there won't be much left of him to find except his clothes and equipment. But to me, that's just the thing. It all makes much more sense if my friend's dad doesn't want to be found. But no one believes that he's still living out there like some kind of 21st century mountain man. He was a house cat all his life, like I said, and I get that he might have had some radical change of heart, but it all just seems so unlikely, you know? And I sometimes think that he got into some kind of accident, like the whole freezing cold water thing, or that maybe a bear had gotten to him or something, and yeah, the stuff about him being impossible to find because animals ate him, all that makes sense too. But I don't care how hungry a grizzly bear gets, they don't eat whole-ass canoes, and a big colorful canoe seems like it would be way easier to find. I get that they have a big area to cover in terms of search and rescue, but they've been looking for him for, I think, 5 years now, not counting 2020 because of everything getting scaled back because of you know what. I just don't get how, in all this time, not a single trace of my friend's dad has ever been found. And as far as other search and rescue efforts have gone, the authorities usually find some kind of evidence within that 3 to 5 year timeline. SNR workers find bones, bits of old clothing equipment, and they find all kinds of things that prove someone didn't just disappear without a trace. But they've never found anything belonging to my friend's dad after they found his old campsite. I've heard people say that if fresh snow covered his canoe, then it might be a long time before any trace of him is found. But the more time that passes, the more it seems like my friend's dad has just disappeared into thin air. And if I find the whole thing as haunting as I do, then I can't even imagine how my friend and his family must be feeling. They put on a brave face, but I know they're still in pain, and they'd do just about anything to get some final and definitive answers.
Hey guys, thanks so much for all the support. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, please feel free to do so. This story happened to me about 2 years ago, just after the first lockdown was lifted. My kids were getting bored from their online studies, and my wife was also feeling the same. So we all decided to plan out and go for a night out. We lived in a small city a little away from the real town area. Our city was not too far from the mountain area. You can say that our city was the last residential place before that miles and miles long forest area. We all decided to go camping. The next day, I went to my office and applied for 3 days' leave. I also mentioned my reason for the leave. I was a very sincere employee, and all my records were pretty clear, so the boss agreed to my leave application. From there, I went to the market and took some supplies we needed for camping. From there, I directly returned home. My two kids were waiting for me at the door. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I was a father of two kids, one son and one daughter. My little kid's name was Marks and Princess. You can call her Angel. And yeah, my better half, how can I forget her? Just call her Umbridge. Alas, the most important member of my family, how can I forget about him?
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Call him Johnny. Though he was a dog, let me tell you a secret. You don't want to get crushed beneath my wife's sandals when never call him a dog in front of her. We planned everything and decided to go the next evening. As planned, I returned from my office early that day. My kids were already ready, and so was my wife. It was me who was late. My wife looked at me with her mesmerizing eyes, but the look in her eyes was not for love. I understood and ran into my room. I changed and came back to her within a few minutes. They had already placed everything into the car. The last thing that was left to say, "Let's go." We shouted and hence started our trip. It was already dark until then. After an hour of driving, we finally reached our destination. It was an open place covered by woods, but open from above. I selected this place so I could watch the moonlight clearly during the night. No better view could be found if we talk about camping. We climbed down from the car and pitched a tent in a spot just where we could get a proper moon view. We also pitched our kids' tents on our right side and one special tent for our special Johnny to our left. Meanwhile, my kid and my princess were playing with Johnny. I gathered some sticks from the nearby area and placed a bonfire to prepare our dinner. We had some dry fish, which I purchased from a local market store, so we cooked it and had our dinner. After that, we enjoyed our time there, singing and dancing, especially Marks and Angel. Around 11:30 p.m., we decided to call it off for the night and went to our respective tents to sleep. I was always awake later than my family, and this night was no different. During the middle of the night, at the time of this event, I was sitting inside my tent, looking at the moon from the little open hole in our tent roof. Suddenly, my dog started to bark relentlessly. While it didn't cause much alarm, as it's not completely out of the ordinary for him, he was disturbing my wife and kids, so I hopped out of the tent to silence him. My kids were not much older, so they couldn't get scared too. I reacted to his bark a bit more quickly than usual. I made it to him within just 4 to 5 seconds. I shouted at him and asked him to get silent, but he was continuously barking while looking in that particular direction. I then turned my sight in his direction to determine what he was upset by. I looked there and was shocked. I felt like I was frozen at that particular spot. I couldn't believe my eyes for a minute. Directly in front of me, standing by the fire pit more than 10 feet away, a bear raised his head to make eye contact with me. I got scared and started loudly calling my deep sleeper wife's name again and again. I was also screaming, "Bear!" and "Bear!" alternating with her name. Only then, I realized that I had a gun in my car, which I kept just in case of an emergency, and now was the time. I hopped into the car, which was placed just in front of our tent, and took out the gun. I pointed at the bear, and until this time, he was really close to me. Suddenly, my wife hopped out of the tent, and so did the kids. They started to cry after watching that giant bear in front of us. The bear remained standing at his place for a minute, like he was going to attack and kill us. But fortunately, at the same moment, the bear turned around and ran off. That day, our brave miniature Johnny thought he was tough and barked accordingly and unbelievably managed to scare off small animals. But this was something out of his league, and thank God I had a gun with me. That day, I learned an important lesson that we should always carry something like a gun or knife just for emergency cases. Just think, if I didn't have a gun with me, we all would have died that day, and no one would be here to tell you this story.
My family loves Christmas. We're some of the most annoying people that start putting up the Christmas decorations in mid-November, and playing Mariah Carey's "All I Want for Christmas Is You" for the first time every year has become a bit of a ritual. My husband and my three daughters always wear their matching pajamas, which I love, and although cooking Christmas dinner can be a bit stressful some years, I just adore being that family that all the relatives flock to when the festive season comes around. There's only one big problem. We're Australian. Time for a quick explanation. In America and Europe, Christmas takes place during the winter, obviously, but the months surrounding December are some of the hottest in the Aussie calendar. Down under, you're more likely to be sunbathing with your Santa hat on than sipping warm eggnog by a log fire. But just like everywhere else, pretty much all of our festive imagery consists of snow-covered winter wonderlands, fields caked in snow, and little robins red-breasted nestled in the bough of a pine tree. But where we live, in a place called Darwin, it's a lot more palm tree than pine tree. Like, my two kids have never even seen snow, and in 2019, we wanted to change that. So even though people called us crazy for doing it, we booked flights over to a freezing cold Europe in late November. The whole trip was absolutely amazing. I found the flights to be a bit of a pain, but seeing some of Europe's most incredible sights given a festive twist by a dusting of snow, it was worth every minute of being stuck in that cramped demon tube. We saw Prague, Berlin, Rome, Copenhagen, Paris, and London. But what my family seemed to be looking forward to the most was seeing Ireland for the first time. The kids seemed to have it in their heads that it was some magical place full of fairies and such, and could barely contain their excitement. While the prospect of drinking Guinness straight from the tap had my husband almost as giddy as our two little girls. We arrive at this little Airbnb out in the suburbs of Cork. A semi-detached rental that looked like something out of a storybook. And before anyone even puts their bags down, they're clamoring for the Wi-Fi password. Now, my husband works in IT, and internet safety is something of a passion of his. Not just because it's his occupation, but because he knows it'll help keep our daughters safe from some of the darker things that are out there in cyberspace. You'd have to ask him for all the details regarding the thing he does, but whenever we arrived at an Airbnb somewhere, my husband would like to scan the network to make sure it had parental locks and was otherwise secure. So, he's tapping away on his laptop as I'm having a quick cup of coffee when I notice this particular look on his face, one I'd come to recognize as meaning, "I don't like this at all." I take a seat next to him on the couch, leaning over to take a look at what's bothering him. All I can see is computer nonsense on the screen. I've never been very tech-savvy, so much to my chagrin, I have to ask him to explain to me. He points to this line of text and explains that it told him that there was already a device connected to the Wi-Fi network when we arrived. He shows how he could account for all our phones and his laptop being connected, but there was one mystery device somewhere. Then he opens up another window and points towards a little icon.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games. It's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It was clearly a little picture of a camera. Me being me, I try and see the positive side, suggesting that it's a security camera installed on the exterior of the property, but my husband does a lap of the building and says he couldn't see any kind of device anywhere. It's at that point that he starts trying to work some of his IT magic. And a few minutes later, I hear him calling me back into the kitchen in one of those dad voices, like something is wrong, but I can't tip off the kids. His eyes are all wide as he points towards his laptop screen again, and on it is a video feed of the bedroom our girls were planning on staying in, like a top-down view, as if the camera were on the ceiling. We just go running up to the girls' room to find that the camera had been hidden inside a smoke detector that was directly over one of the beds. We still don't quite know who, but someone had been planning on watching our daughter sleep, which is just about one of the creepiest things that's ever happened to me and the family. My husband calls over the owner of the property right away to ask him why there was a camera installed in one of the kids' bedrooms. At first, the owner denied having CCTV on the property in the first place, and had the nerve to suggest that the video feed was coming from another property in the area, as if I wouldn't recognize my own bloody children. My husband had to actually threaten to send them a screenshot of the video feed to get them to admit it, and then they came out with a load of garbage about simply wanting to protect their assets. My husband then accused the person of being a voyeur and that he'd be reporting them to Airbnb, at which point they got all tongue-tied and couldn't think of anything to say. And then they just hung up. We called them out on being a creep, and they didn't have a word to say in their own defense. We were absolutely furious and thoroughly creeped out, having only narrowly avoided having that absolute dog staring at our kids all night. And even though it was quite late in the evening at that point, me and my husband got the kids to pack their things while we looked for a hotel nearby. It took us a good few months of emailing back and forth with Airbnb's customer complaints department, but we eventually got the refund we were most definitely entitled to. Airbnb also reassured us that they'd banned the homeowner from renting properties using the service, which did far more for my peace of mind than any amount of cash would have. I know there are people out there with those kinds of twisted desires and stuff, but never for a second did I ever think I'd run into one myself, let alone on our dream Christmas vacation over to Europe. The only thing that really worries me now is Airbnb's ability to keep this person and people like him off their platform altogether. My husband and I have pressed them on the systems they have in place to ensure their customers' safety, but they simply don't have any satisfactory answers. We made the point that this horrible voyeur could easily set up an account in the name of a friend or relative and simply continue recording people's kids against their knowledge, and the legalese email we received in response basically said, "We have no idea what to do about it." And that's the fear I'm left with, that somewhere out there is a little girl, lying peacefully in her bed, who has no idea that some Irish creep is watching them, doing God knows what while he does so.
When I started working my last job, it was for people who had assisted living homes beautifully built to accommodate the elderly. Days before starting work at a newly built house, the company owner had me take some things over there one evening. It was autumn, and growing dark earlier with nighttime, closing in pitch black, there were no lighted areas. It was an area where new homes were being built near surrounding woods with very few street lights. Upon entering the new house, I went to find the place and was told to put the stuff down. I walked around, admiring the beautiful new rooms and furniture, although something seemed off. I knew that I was fortunate to be getting the full-time position on my preferred shift working in this beautiful new house, although I was satisfied something in the atmosphere seemed very off. That wasn't the expectant feeling of being a bit nervous working with different people, with most of whom I'd never met, or the feeling of emptiness of a place or property having never been occupied. The entire area where the homes were being built just felt off. Business at the new house began. As it slowly filled with residents and more than enough work for one or two of them alone, the strange vibes from the house still going strong. It wasn't until several months later the workers began to mention strange experiences they had. This didn't happen until some residents had passed away in the home, but I did not consider that as being the reason for the strange events. Not entirely, anyway. The first weird thing that I heard was that a coworker was telling me that she felt as though she was being smothered as she sat near a resident's bedside working the night shift. I will always remember the time that I was taking a break and making popcorn in the microwave. Some had burned. Fearing it would smell up the house, I took it to the garage that was conveniently attached to it. When I came back inside the house, the entire kitchen reeked with the scent of air freshener. There were plug-in air fresheners in other rooms of the house, but none in the kitchen at the time. The strong scent I was smelling was nothing like the other air fresheners, and they were not even the type that have the automatic sprays. I checked all over the house for any air freshener spray cans or cleaners. That may have been a cause for the scent, but found nothing. All fresheners were in the garage, and the residents were all sitting quietly in the living room. Some incidents that were told to me were from two coworkers that experienced lights turning on and off without them touching them. One worker said that she had turned out the main light in the living room because it was bothering the resident Ty. After helping all of the residents to bed that night, she came back from the hall, only to find it was turned back on. She thought someone was in the house. A worker on the midnight shift mentioned that she had the lights on in the main part of the house. She had gone into another area of the house, and when coming back out, she found the lights out and very dark. One evening after my shift, I was talking to one of my good coworkers over the phone, and she was working at the house. She told me that she had heard something in the whole area near some of the bedrooms. To her surprise, she found one of the Christmas ornaments that hung on a doorknob moving all on its own. It was repeatedly lifting out and hitting the door in a quick, timely manner, creating continual knocking. The ornament was very light, made of felt in Christmas colors, with small bells lined down the middle in front. There was also a small brown felt Christmas tree on the bottom of the front. All of the bedroom doors had one of these kinds of ornaments hanging from the outer doorknobs to decorate for Christmas. What creeped me out was the methodical, rhythmic way it was knocking, as if something was saying hello to you. I took a video on it on her phone, and I asked her what she thought about it. She said she didn't know what to think. She wasn't one to believe in ghosts. I thought that maybe she was trying to play a funny prank on me. I tried to use a fan to blow the ornament and see if I could get it to move like it had been before. The fan just made it blow in all directions, no matter what speed I said or where the fan was placed. It seemed to me that if a string was used to make it move, the ornament could have been much heavier for a quick pull of gravity to make that precise knock. Some months later, a new employee started working the midnight shift and was doing run checks. When approaching the door, the ones had the moving Christmas ornament. She heard the little elderly resident inside speaking with someone that sounded like another elderly lady. This was when all the residents were soundly sleeping in their own rooms. Some nights later, I was told that the same resident came out of that room in hysterics one night, fearing that demons would harm her. I heard of this happening at least twice. This was entirely out of character for her. Demons would never something she'd speak of. Perhaps she was reacting to something in that room. Years later, the room became open for another occupant. Another little lady came to stay. When she was being assisted to her room for bedtime every night, she always stood in the doorway, making the sign of the cross, and would say, "Bless the room." This I know to be true. I had seen her do it. No one had told her the story of it. It was all though she knew that something wasn't quite right with it. One afternoon, a worker came in for her shift, and the company owner also came in around the same time, needing some help taking some stuff down to the basement. I stayed over my shift to help. We braced the basement door, which was designed to swing shut and automatically lock. My coworker bumped a tall, thick drinking glass off the kitchen counter. He hit the hard tiled floor, sliding toward the open basement door and down the stairs. It went. I could hear it hit every step before landing at the bottom. It was a tall stairwell, and I dredged cleaning broken glass. I went to retrieve it, not seeing any broken glass on the steps. When I picked up the glass, I find no breaks, cracks, or chips. Upon examining it, though, when I had been expecting to find it damaged in at least some way, there was also a kind of chaplain that will come to the house and tell inspirational stories to the residents. He would sing and play music to them and have them sing along. And I asked him if he could bless the house, and he said a nice prayer. One day when I was at work, a frequent visitor called me over to her and shockingly told me that something had just whispered her name in her ear. Another day when she was visiting, she mentioned feeling an oppressive, threatening feeling. As she went through her mother's clothes in the closet, she said that she was going to bring in some holy water and bless the house. She and I were in agreement on never talking about anything we discussed about the house, and we walked through the house in prayer. She marched each door in the sign of the cross with holy water, and the paranormal activity seemed to die away after that for a bit. One night, a coworker working the midnight shift was putting Christmas decorations on the fireplace mantle. She took pictures with her phone camera of how it looked when she was done. A picture I had her sent her my phone shows eerie bluish rays near the fireplace mantle by the ornaments and by the Christmas tree. She told me she had done a video in the room, and it showed some really crazy stuff, but she deleted it. It was fun to kid coworkers and put out Christmas ornaments like that one moving on its own, so I don't know what it was with the Christmas decorations, but something seems strangely attached to them. The house owner apparently bought many of them at different yard sales. I had also worked with two good coworkers each in different years who noticed the strange feeling from the house and surrounding area. The final creepy experience that I recall happening one afternoon when I stayed after my shift, and I was talking with a coworker and a visitor in the kitchen. We were talking about some of the weird things about the house, and she was sharing some of her own paranormal experiences that had happened in her own life. Right in the middle of conversation, three loud, distinct knocks could be heard coming from a nearby bedroom. It was in plain view. We all heard it. None of us record seeing anyone go in there, and residents would have needed assistance walking away.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We open the bathroom door to find it dark and empty. Many of these experiences, what you will, but I guarantee you that they are all true.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.